time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And before we get into everything, as I usually do, I want to thank Hydramay Skin Nutrition for being the sponsor of our show. Thank you so much, Marjorie. And if you haven't tried it, if you're a new listener, you guys got to try it. It's organic, natural skin nutrition. And it's wonderful stuff. I love it. And, you'd be doing yourself a favor to try it, so please do give that a try, people. And tonight, we have Thunderbeat. And Thunderbeat is a local artist here, and, not just here, she plays all over the place, but she's quite well known here in Sedona, and we're going to be talking about some really interesting sound medicine healing work that she's been doing. And so welcome to the show, Thunderbeat.
Hello, Valerie.
Hello. We are going to have some fun tonight, but before we get into that, what I'd like you to do is kind of give your bio, you know, tell people who you are, where you've been, where you're going, and all that kind of stuff, okay?
Wow, that's pretty large, because I've been playing music for about 35 years, and pretty much of a pioneer in sound healing when I was kind of testing it out in the 80s and 90s of how each note kind of affects the body, mind, and soul. And it turned into me going solo and doing all kinds of sound healing with my music. So I have, right now I have 6 solo CDs out. I do drumming. I'm mainly a drummer. I do a lot of shamanic ceremonial drumming, hand drumming, and I started off a full drum set. I travel to sacred sites and tune in with spirit. I've been very spiritual all my life, and gifted as a child of psychic awareness, I guess you could say. And but I usually go to sacred sites where spirit calls me, and I ask for the ancient knowledge of healing and the ancient music. And I receive it, and then I come home and write a CD. So that's usually how it works.
Yeah, it sounds really simple, but I know there's a lot more to it than just that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a lot of work involved, but that's the main. My main purpose is to bring in the music to activate people into higher consciousness states and awarenesses, so they at a higher frequency, so their awareness is expanded. So that's pretty much what's happening with my music. When I first went to Egypt in 1997, I did ceremony down the Nile and all the temples, and went, last stop was the Great Pyramid. I was in the Great Pyramid overnight, did a ceremony, and the next day I was downloaded this whole sound, light, color, visionary sound healing CD with the chakras. And that was in 1997 before it really got really big. And I'm like, oh my, I can do that. That is like, I was so excited about getting home and writing the CD, and I was still going to be there another 20 days. And then I, got home to start writing it. And like I said, I really work with spirit, and I wrote the first track, the root chakra, and, all of a sudden spirit says, no, not yet. And I'm like, what? I'm excited. I want to write the CD. This is like so incredible. This information that I was downloaded in Egypt and finding out, that there's chakra temples in Egypt, but I didn't realize it. And the ancient Egyptians used the chakras. And, you know, a lot of the knowledge of the Egyptians are lost, and pretty much a lot of the knowledge is just of the chakras are left in India. But they use the chakras, sound, aromatherapy, sound healing, you name it. They use it in the ancient Egyptian times. But so then what happened with the Chakra Journey CD, this is in 97, like I said, and then 6 months went by, I tried it again. They said, no, not yet. Okay, well, this went on for 4 years. And I'm like, oh, come on. Okay, one of these days, you know, I'll be able to do this. I'm not sure why Spirit's stopping me. And I came out with a few more CDs in between that time. And then 9/11 happened. And the day after 9/11 happened, Spirit comes in and goes, okay, it's time now. In 2000, was that 2001? So it's, I guess, it was, you know, Spirit knows the right time when things are supposed to be coming out and for healing and awakening. And that year that came out, I guess it was 2002 because it was September 2001, and I got it out nationally on a scale. In 2002, in March, it became number one healing CD in chakra CD in the country. Yeah, and it's just like it's total activation. It's not songs. This is total 7 minutes. They told me 777 sacred number, 777. Uh-huh. So I really do listen to the ancient knowledge through my music So.
Well, you know, it reminds me of some of the stuff that I've read in the knowledge book, where they talk about how art is the first communication. And they're talking about, of course, not just, you know, painting and drawing and sculpture, but music also. And they're talking about how the people who bring the art through are in touch with a higher consciousness and are reaching people in ways that the written word can't reach them. And, you know, science is the other part. So art and science do go hand in hand with the higher consciousness communication. So I find it really interesting that, you know, you went out to the temples and got downloaded this information and that it has been so powerful. And I have to tell the listeners, too, that with viewing your DVD on the chakra healing, it was quite interesting. Because first of all, the photos are really wonderful and the drawings and things that you have on there. But the thing that really was surprising is that I could feel something happening right away. And of course, you started with the root chakra, and so it's all red and everything. And I was sitting there watching it, and all of a sudden I could feel like this thrill, like a vibration inside of me. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. Because I wasn't thinking anything particular, I was just viewing it to see, you know, but I was open to the feelings that I would have. And so as I went through the different chakras, it started to move on up. And then as I mentioned to you, I was kind of busy moving things around because it was Chinese New Year's and, you know, you got to move all your feng shui stuff around. So I was doing that and I kept it playing. And it really helped with clearing the energy and moving things. And I found out that I had plenty of energy to move the stuff around. And previously I had been pretty tired and thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And so it did, it helped me in a number of ways. And I remember you saying something about how putting the DVD on would actually clear the space.
Yeah, it does. It clears negativity out of the room. Let's say, in a simple form of an example, if someone has an argument in the room and there's that negative energy, like, lingering on, that clears it right out, you know, or even more intense, you know, things that it'd be, you know, just, you know, an angry person or something, that will clear that energy right out just by playing it. And then, you know, the CD came first, and then the whole thing of my chakra series expanded after that. Like, then the poster came, then which shows about the keys, what keys activate the chakras and the aromatherapies, and it really with Kuan Yin came in, and then so it's really a pretty poster. But then the DVD came in, like Dr. Valerie was talking about, she experienced. And that, how that came in was with a therapist friend of mine was working with adolescent children, and they were had problems at home with problems with drugs, like teenagers, 14, 15. And I told her, well, do you use the Chakra Journey CD? And I taught her the meditations to take the children through it, because they were hyper. A lot of them were doing math, and they were very hyper, and they couldn't sit still and listen to anything she had to say in the class. So I taught her the meditations, and I told her how to teach them how to visualize the colors, you know, take them through the root chakra, visualize the color red, and surround themselves with the color red, and it goes through that kind of meditation through each chakra. Well, she said at the she's tried a few times, and she goes, "My God, Thunderbee, they cannot visualize colors. What is that?" I go, "They have total blockages of their chakras because they cannot visualize the colors." She goes, "Well, why don't you do a DVD?" I said, "Great, I can do that. That's a great idea." So I whipped it up. She goes, "Oh God, you did it so quick." No, I did it about 3 months, but how the basic idea came, but what I thought about how doing it is, okay, visualizing color, take them through a journey of the colors with the sound combination. And so basically how the DVD works is you're watching it, you know, going through the root chakra with the key of C, the lower C, which activates the lower chakra, and all red pictures. And I use nature, red sunsets with red rocks. And then, like, the heart chakra is green, and there's green and forest and jungle with waterfalls. And the higher the chakras go on the DVD, the more there's sacred sites on there, and there's activational mandalas, and then it gets higher into the chakras, like stars and things like that. So it's really a cool journey. And while in the meantime, all you have to do is watch it. It does all the work pretty much for you with the sound activational tones. And I found out after that went on the market that store owners were calling me up going, "Oh, we need more of these DVDs. Women are, you know, with babies are buying these DVDs like you wouldn't believe it. And they're helping their little babies sleep through the night."
Wow.
So that was very, yeah, that was very, very interesting. That the DVD worked, not just the music, the DVD. They loved the little babies would watch the DVD and fall asleep, and I guess it's colic babies. It would help colic babies, you know, sleep through the evening with no waking up or crying. So well, that's great to know. And
well,
then,
you know, that makes sense too, because since the DVD gets rid of negativity, you know, babies and little kids are very, very sensitive to the negative beings that are around. And since the veils are thinning and there's more negativity around, and the parents are probably more upset, so they're pulling more in, that would make perfectly good sense because it clears out the whole space.
Wow, yeah, that's interesting, yeah. So finding out more about that, and then as soon as I finished the DVD, I was going on to another project, and then Spirit comes in and goes, "Okay, now write the book." And I go, "Write the book? I'm a musician." I go, wait a minute. First of all, what book are you talking about? And they said, "The chakra book." I go, "The chakra book? There's 52,000,000 chakra books out there." And then Spirit goes, "Not like yours." So I said, "Okay, I will. I teach my workshops, my chakra workshops, and that's where I started writing the book with this information, because there is a lot of information that I have and I channel in, especially in this book that is not in some of the other chakra books. And I made it really simple, because I'll read some of the chakra books and I'll go, what? I know what chakras are, and I go, what are they talking about? You know, so I really made it clear and simple for everyone, for mainstream, for everyone to understand. And I've had so many compliments on it, like from children. My first email I got when I put the book out was a child. I think she was 14 years old, or 13 or 14, and she was asking me a question. And she goes, how do you keep the crystals? I have crystals in there, and how they correlate with the chakras, and how to use them for healing. And she goes, well, how do you keep the crown chakra crystal, the amethyst, on top of your head, you know, while you're healing somebody? And I told her, she goes, I said, you're doing healing at 13, 14 years old? She goes, yeah, I'm practicing on my father. I'm doing a healing on my father. Mm-hmm. That just made the whole worthwhile of doing this whole thing, of having a child already practicing healing and working on their parents.
And that's absolutely cool. And I think maybe that's why Spirit was telling you, you have to write the book, because look at the amazing children that are being born nowadays. I mean, you know, people were blown away by the indigos and then the crystals, and I just heard about the magentas last week.
Huh.
And you know, I was talking with a lady here in town that has the Rising Star Academy, and she was talking about the magenta children and how incredible they are. And I thought, wow, you know, all this stuff that when I was a kid, I mean, they just thought we were all crazy when we came out with stuff, you know. And when I went to the Psychic Children's Conference years ago with you know, the Jimmy Twyman put on, I was like, you know, these kids are not saying anything different than what we said. The difference is we're listening, and
right,
we're not telling them that they're crazy.
Right, and there's more of them. And I talk about that in the chakra book about, you know, how when you're a child, how society closes you down and starts closing down your chakras to form to society, and how that happens to us. And it kind of goes through that journey of why the chakras are shut down and our belief systems and all that. So it kind of teaches you how to open back everything back up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're busy, people are busy 9 to 5, working 9 to 5. You know, they don't, of course, think about those things. But when you're consciously aware, you start, you know, opening yourself up, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, and I was thinking, I didn't get around to putting the DVD on today. I wanted to, but I was so busy on the phone and on the computer and stuff. But you know, one of the things I noticed in the last couple of days, and our friend Nobo said something about it, and because I called him up the other day, I said, "What the heck is going on?" I said, "There's these weird things happening, you know, and just really inconvenient stuff." He said, "Oh, well, it's the last few days of Mercury retrograde, and so that is going to affect transportation, whether you're walking, driving, riding, whatever, and electronics and communication." And I said, I hadn't thought about that. But everything that happened to me and our other mutual friend here all had to do with that. And I said, you know what? I think I'm just going to stay inside. I'm not going to go outside. I'm not going to try to do anything today or tomorrow or the next day. I'm just going to kind of chill out and just look at my dreams. And so I meant to put on the DVD, and I thought, man, I got to do that before I go to bed, because I noticed some really strange influences the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because it's Mercury retrograde or if it's just, you know, another huge influx of energy that hit the planet. Who knows? But I can tell something is going on, and it hasn't been a real good something. You know, it's been kind of...
I noticed it all last week where... It was just hard getting things done, you know, my computer running slow, and I'm thinking, okay, what is that commercial? I have to look up filingfast.com, you know, to get my computer working, and it wasn't that at all. It's working fine. It was just, everything was so slow and stuck, like you said, electronics, it just, I'm constantly
horrible.
On my computer writing or, you know, communicating with my people that are interested in my work and wanting to questions and things like that. So I have to do a lot of emails that takes the internet. So, absolutely. And trying to get things done is like pulling teeth. But now it's subsided. It's totally subsided.
Yeah, it seems like my computer's running faster today. I got so disgusted last night, I couldn't even get the programs closed that I was using.
I know, you close anything up.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? And you know, I mean, Windows programs are pretty retarded anyway. You know, I much prefer Mac. But since I'm working on a PC, I'm like, ugh, I just start screaming at it, you know. So I just did the hard boot. I said, the heck with it. I just turned it off, and I said, I'll deal with it in the morning, because it was like 1:30 in the morning, and I couldn't shut the computer down.
Oh, I couldn't either a couple of days there.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, this thing is a pain in the butt. I always shut it down at night, you know, kind of give it a rest.
Mm-hmm.
But,
see, I'm not used to doing that.
But the chakra series has become very, very, very popular, and I was going to say Hemisync picked up the chakra CD. They were looking for a chakra CD. Are you familiar with Hemisync? Monroe Institute?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were looking for a chakra CD for many years. And they just never found one until they came across mine, which it was kind of like a fluke accident where a friend of mine knew somebody that worked there. They said, oh, send your Mayan CD in there. And I said, it's a Hemisync? Why would, you know? I said, okay, whatever. I said, and then while I'm packaging it up to send a Mayan CD out, they said, Spirit said, put the chakra CD in there, too. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I just let it, send it out. And... I called them up. They called me up and they said, "Oh my God, we've been looking for our chakra CD forever, and we love yours. Yours is what we've been looking for, because it's total activation."
Uh-huh.
And And I'm like, wow, that's incredible. So you're going to do the, they put the Hemi-Sync, they have their version.
Uh-huh.
It's still called, we still decided to call it Chakra Journey, because it's what it is, it's a Chakra Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a little different CD cover on it, but they induced it with the Hemi-Sync left and right brain frequencies on it. So you have the whole kinds of, you get the Chakra Journey happening and the left and right brain syncing up there. So it's a kind of it's different, but it in a way, but it's pretty intense. So that's pretty cool too.
It's really interesting. And before I forget, we have a listener on the fast chat that wants to know if you can show us how to manifest money using your chakra journey CD.
Well, the best way to manifest money, I think, is just put out your dreams, write it down, put it out there into the universe, what you desire, and it eventually comes. So I know that usually works, you know.
Yeah. Well, how would somebody do that using your CD? Would you say to concentrate more on the root chakra, or what?
For manifesting... basically, the root chakra is for grounding and getting yourself, you know, grounded to organize and manifest things. Yeah, so the root chakra is good for manifestation.
So I need to put that red one on a loop, huh? That's it. Now, see, here's an idea for you, Thunderbeat. What you can do is you can make a DVD of each chakra and its color and just sell those separately. See, that's what you call creating multiple streams of income. And
well,
go for the prosperity one, you know, with the root chakra and you know, just move up from there.
Well, the whole thing is they all should be activated and balanced, and that's
yes.
the whole key, because there's a lot of people I know that are not just in the higher chakras, and
mm-hmm.
right, like you were saying, they cannot get anything happening in their life, and they can't ground, or they can't manifest anything, and they go, how come you get so much done? I go, I'm balanced. Put the Chakra Journey CD on there. You know, I'm curious. It works. And, you know, they think it just the higher chakras are the more important ones. No, they're all important. I mean,
yes.
just the heart chakra alone, opening up the heart, getting rid of that old, you know, stuff, and getting rid of, you know, any resentment, and it helps you for forgiveness, and then your solar plexus, which is the color is yellow, that's your personal power, having confidence enough to do what you want to do in life. You know what I mean? And then the blue one is your throat chakra. That's communication. You know, being able to relay your ideas out and what you want to do. So every single chakra is extremely important. So to have them all balanced, you'll have equal amounts of money. How's that?
Hey, that sounds good to me. You know, I found that in the stuff that I've gone through in my life, I was really unbalanced because I went, you know, right to when I opened the heart. It's very addictive. You know, when you open up your heart chakra and you make that connection with the all that is, it's very difficult to deal with these lower chakras. And so I found that what you're saying is really true. You do have to be balanced. And I've been working on that whole balance portion for a while, because unless you ground and you bring it to earth, it's existing in another realm. And, you know, that's really great
exactly.
if you're going to leave soon and you're going to be in another realm and you've got all your wealth there. But what about here?
Exactly, yeah. You could be floating up there and that's all it is. Basically, you're floating in. And then you can receive all kinds of knowledge, but what are you going to do with it? If you can't communicate or bring it down onto earth and use it for good purposes, I mean, what good is it? You know what I mean? So it's good to activate all of them. You know, that's why I can connect with spirit. That's your higher crown chakra and even higher than above that. So while I'm grounded, that's the thing that people are in fear. They're thinking, oh, God, if I ground myself, I won't be able to tune to the higher chakras. That's not true at all. I mean, you clear out all the chakras and then activate them all and balance them. And I guarantee your awareness is so expanded. It's like, oh, my God, I had no idea that I can do all these things, and you can do them easily and without any frustration or any difficulty. Anything you want to accomplish.
Yeah, see, that's an important thing, because we all have different missions, different things we're supposed to do in this life. And then we have the stuff that we kind of have to do. You know, and I've tried to move away from the stuff that I have to do as much as possible. Because
yeah.
It just isn't any fun, you know.
Tedious,
I mean, you know, I'm really not interested in that. I spent my life so far doing that kind of stuff, and now I'm like, you know what? Things have to be more fun. But I'm finding that there's a whole different spiral, you know, and it really is a spiral. You can never go back to where you were. But the whole point is to go up and to spiral around, so you're in a different octave, you know, same thing but higher. And just keep going, same thing but higher, same thing but higher. And this is why I really love your Chakra Journey DVD, because I think it's going to be able to help people at all stages. Because of the different scenes that you have in there and the music that you're using, it's like it kind of is one size fits all, you know, which is great. Because I found that even when I was just having it on and I was on the computer and I was doing some email stuff with some people, and people could feel the vibration that was coming through me, and I wasn't even paying attention to the DVD at the time.
Yeah, you don't even have to. It kind of does the work for you.
Yeah.
Because it's vibrational frequency. It's the sound is, to me, is the universal language. And that's what it is. It's the frequency, it's the vibration, and that's what's activating you. It's sound. So.
Yeah.
And the colors help too. See, that's the, you know, you can have either the CD playing or the DVD playing. The DVD has the same music as the CD. Except for it doesn't, there's another track on the CD, it goes to seven chakras, 7 minutes in each chakra on the CD, and then there's an eighth track, which I bring you up to actually Ascension, which is higher, and that track is 10 minutes, and it slowly, that same track slowly brings you down through each chakra and grounds you. So it's great for, like, for example, a healing session. So when you're doing a healing with the CD or a massage, like if a person's doing a massage, an hour massage, the Chakra Journey does the inner work while the massage therapist does the outer work. Mm-hmm. And when you get off that table, you're grounded. You're not all spaced out and won't fall down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it does ground you at the end of that last track. Now, if people want to experience, like, I've written even higher frequency ascension music. It's called, the CD I have out called Cosmic Dream. And it's, you definitely do not want to drive with the CD. You will miss your exit and more. It's total ambient space music, and I actually have real sounds from space on there that's recorded by NASA. And it really, really extremely beyond the crown chakra. It really brings you out there. And I haven't really put that one out there too much right now because it's kind of way ahead of time. Uh-huh. And I'm not really bragging, but I usually get stuff like, look at the Chakra Journey. I was four or five years ahead of time, you know. Mm-hmm. And, but the Cosmic Dream, I'll be, you know, putting it out on a larger scale when I feel time's right. And anybody can get any of my music books or CDs or DVDs at my website, too, at thunderbeat.com, you know, and they can sample anything, all my music, and they can purchase also. But I do have, did you want to have any more questions on the chakra frequency stuff, or? You don't have all my music, I don't think, but when I went to the Mayan lands, I received a lot of information about the Mayans through Spirit, and Spirit told me about that the Mayans used galactic activational tones, and they were galactic instead of solar. You know, we had, like our astrology kind of is solar, and they were galactic, and I'm like, oh my God, and they were playing me these, not songs, they would play me these activational tones. Mm-hmm. And they were like very, very cool. And they actually showed me the instruments too. That they're not there anymore in the visual.
Huh.
And they would do sounds like this, things like that. So that when I asked for the ancient music, I didn't get any songs. I got activational tones. So when I came home, I go, okay, well, I'm a tribal drummer. I'm going to write a Mayan CD. Now it's time. And I put all the activational tones I heard in that CD. And that one is really good. It's a lot of A came through the key of A, which is the third eye. So that really activates your third eye. And I've had my feedback on that one. I've had people tell me they see visions. They get visions. And that's exactly what the third eye does. It helps you to see visions. They get one person said Quetzalcoatl came to them. They could see Quetzalcoatl, which was really cool. And they get like, when I have visions, it's like a movie in front of me. So they get their visions and messages. So that really activates your third eye.
Could you put some of that on for people in the background there so we could get an idea of that? And also, there's a question on the fast chat here. If the downloadable MP3s, such as on Amazon, if those are going to work as well as actually having the CD?
That's a good question. You know, I don't. The quality is pretty high, but you know, the best quality is the CD. You know, that's what I'm going to tell you, because I know the quality can't be. It's not as high as a CD. Anything you download, but and I think it. It's only a couple more dollars for the CD anyway. Mm-hmm. But the Mayan CD is actually called Mayan Landing 2012. Mm-hmm. And they showed me a lot of, they had some of their temples were ancient sound healing temples, sound healing light, again with the color, temples in the ancient times. Let's see, what's a good song to play?
Well, I know that, what was the latest one that you were showing us?
Well, that one just came out. We're talking like a week ago. Mm-hmm. That's when I just came back again from Egypt, this past March. And that one's called Ancient Sun. It's totally Egyptian, Middle Eastern. I tuned into a lot of music when I was over there, but it's a lot of Arabian music there. Excuse me. And I said, well, I'm gonna tune into, for this CD, I want to tune into the ancient music. Okay, what was that? And I tuned into spirit, and Ra, the sun god, came through. Mm-hmm. So it's very majestic. Very danceable, belly dancing. It's fun, and that one a lot of A came into. They that third eye. They were really totally into the third eye thing over there in Egypt with lapis lazuli, you know, and the eye of Ra and the eye of Horus. And they were very much into the third eye. So key of A came in for that. I always focus on what key and what chakra. You know, that it's working on for each CD that I do.
Yeah, you need to turn the volume on the CD up a little bit, if you would, please. I can barely hear it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to play another song for you, actually.
But sometimes when you're doing it in the background like that, you know, it's kind of hard for you to hear.
Yeah.
But it has to be kind of loud, you know, for us to get it across here.
I understand. Let me get another.
I was just thinking, I was having this mental picture when you were talking about when we were in the car with the belly dance music. Mm-hmm. So this will crack you up. You know, we are not exactly svelte and girlish, any of the three of us. And so here we are with this belly dance music on, and we're all like belly dancing in our seats. You know, it was pretty funny if you watched this. It would have been a comedy routine. And of course, we thought we were extremely sexy, all of us.
We were having fun.
Yes, we were. Yeah, that was funny because we were on our way to and from Hopi Land. So that was quite a lot of fun.
Yeah,
going up there to watch the buffalo and deer dance.
Okay, we're going to put in the Feathered Serpent. And that's
that'd
off the Mayan Landing 2012 CD. That is, it boots up. That is basically one of the ceremony songs I heard in the ethers, I guess you could say. Connect with your higher self into your full power. So it's really like it's a ceremony that brings you into a higher consciousness state again. And it's called the Feathered Serpent, which is talking about Quetzalcoatl. So he's like a prophet, you know, and brings you into your full power.
Yeah, I could feel it as soon as it started to play. We need it up a little higher, though.
Okay, hold on.
It's kind of hard to hear by the time we have a couple connections going here.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to turn it up in a second. I'm getting it queued up here.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah, so this is a very jungly CD. It's a lot of fun. It has some very ambient things on it, but then it has lots of danceable fun stuff on that, too. Can you hear it?
A little louder, please.
Okay.
A little bit more. There you go. didgeridoo.
Yes. That was one of the closest instruments I could find from what they were trying to show me, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Very mind-altering.
Was that John Dumas doing the didgeridoo?
Actually, no. It's Astarius.
We have so many talented musicians around here. It's just really amazing. And listeners, if you have not had someone do didgeridoo in the spiritual manner, they can actually do that on your chakras. It just blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting stuff.
Really activates you.
Now I know the listeners are happy.
He basically gets the idea.
Yeah. Very
cool. It's very, like I said, very tribal. Lots of drumming. Lots of activational stuff going on there. And, you know, I'm sure it's hard to hear right now, but there's a lot of nuances in the CD.
Mm-hmm.
You got lots of animals in there too, like from the rainforest. You got howler monkeys I got on here, lots of birds. It really takes you on that journey through the Mayan lands, you know? It's a lot of fun. This one won two Native American Music Awards, one for Best World Music and one for Best New Age Music.
I can see why. You know, that is very cool. And I know the listeners, we have some listeners on that are extremely sensitive to all kinds of spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that that they're feeling this right now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And I can definitely feel it. Very, very good stuff. So listeners, I highly recommend that you get some of Thunderbeat's CDs and definitely that Chakra Journey DVD. Because, boy, it'll light your socks on fire, as they say.
Yeah.
Or as I say.
I've had, I did mention some of the testimonies I have on that CD, on the Chakra CD. I've actually have physical pain removed, released, insomnia, you know, and of course stress. I mean, it relieves stress. And who doesn't have stress nowadays? I mean, really?
Yeah. Well, especially unless you're completely away from the rest of the world, and even then you probably feel it.
Yeah. So it does ease stress, pain, and insomnia. besides moving all the negative energy. And there's another ceremonial song. And that one activational sound I told you is in this song. Wah, 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 wah. It's just, it came through for this song. And it's called, this one's actually called Ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can hear it.
Dominic says he's feeling a lot of keen excitement about this. That's pretty good. And he's over in the UK. He said he's found your CD in a British online shop and found it on Amazon and iTunes. So I'd say your promotion's going pretty well.
Yeah. They found it on a UK Europe. Yeah. Well, Europe actually loves my music. They understand my music better sometimes than people in the United States, because the United States, they don't get a chance to, you know, experiment with new music, and in Europe, they're, like, totally open to it. So that's good to know. I have a lot of airplay in Europe.
You know, what you might do, too, is for any of the musicians that are listening, why don't you go ahead and give them your PR website, because you do promote people other than just yourself.
Yes, I have a new promotional company. I'm helping out a lot of this kind of genre, which is world music, new age music, Native American music, tribal. I have a whole list of genres that I'm promoting and helping people get airplay, CD sales, you know, album sales for them, and CD reviews, and we're talking nationally and internationally. So I want to, my mission is basically to get this kind of genre out into the world, because we need it. We need it, and it helps awaken the planet, awaken people, and bring this planet to a higher consciousness state, the whole planet. So I want to help everyone get this kind of music out there more on a grander scale. So if anybody's interested in getting their music in this kind of genre that I'm focusing on, I mean, there's hundreds of radio stations that I have that I've researched that play this kind of music, which is many years of research. We're talking like over 10 years of research and finding out who plays our music across the country and internationally, and getting your CD getting them sales. So get you some sales too. So and the website, it's, you know, if you want to go through all the details on getting your music out there, it's thundervisionpr.com, and they just click on what we do, and it gives you the whole outline of packages of promoting your music and getting you out there on a big scale. So, and I really hope, you know, that we're all working, what I've done is working together as musicians, helping each other get there on a bigger scale. So it's not like we're just promoting to make money. We're talking about working together, and maybe this way it might even come into a larger scale of putting all these people that I promote into a big concert series.
No, that'd be live, cool.
That would be very cool. Live performances, you know, we all team up together to put these concerts on across the country. So, you know, I'm open to all kinds of ideas and innovative structures. And I have come up with the idea of knowing what successful to get your music in the stores to get CD sales, and I'm putting together compilation CDs with the catalogs, so the store owners will hear your music and not just see an ad. You know, they'll hear your music, and they have giving away free compilation CDs to the stores, like to 500 to 1,000 stores a month. So I'm really thinking on a big scale here. So.
Well, you know what I'm thinking, too, is you're talking about getting everybody together and doing a tour. I'm thinking that you ought to take a certain naturopathic physician along with you that has this quantum vortex that sets up a zero-point field.
Oh, well, let's do it. You're on, girl. You were there. You know, I'm going to have you do that plus other things, okay? So we need some other help,
okay.
Too. So.
Oh, okay.
You can do CD sales at the booth. So.
Okay. Why not? Hey, as long as I can play Flaky Artist, because, you know, that's really fun.
You know, Reiki artist.
Yeah. See, I've done a lot of different. I have a lot of different hats, you know. And I used to be a musician years ago, not that type. I was more, you know, just classical and did tutoring and taught piano and, you know, did accompaniment and stuff like that. But it was really funny because when I became an artist, in painting and glass and, you know, other kinds of media. Mm-hmm. What happened was people would look at me, I could do the wildest, weirdest things, and they'd go, oh, she's just a flaky artist. But, you know, if you're a medical person, you don't get that freedom. You know, you have to be perfect. Everything has to be just so. And, you know, you have to be the authority, and people depend on you, and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, my God, it was so much more fun being an artist.
It is.
So, see, if I can be, you know, selling the CDs in my artist getup, then I'm fine with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then I can put on a different hat to lead some meditations in the quantum vortex. Carla has a question.
Okay.
And she wants to know if you can play it all night while you sleep.
Yes. You're talking about the Shock the Journey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people, I tell people if they have insomnia or whenever, they can put it on repeat. And the testimonies I got after, you know, sleeping with it all night is you dream more vividly, you remember your dreams, you wake up, your eyesight is actually better, your hearing is better, colors are more vivid, and that's the response I'm receiving, you know, not just from just playing it or sleeping with it at night, but all the time, you know. But it's safe, yes, safe to play it all through the night, and your dreams will become more vivid.
Interesting. And she's asking, is that a private healing, or can you get it from her music? I think from your music, right?
What's the question? I'm sorry.
I understand the question. Is that a private healing, or can you get it from her music?
Yeah, you get it from the music.
Yeah.
And I do private healings also, which is a little bit more intense. I clear out, I go through each chakra and clear out the old stuff, and I'm a Reiki master, and I heal a lot of the areas. So I go into it a lot deeper than just a CD for my personal one-on-one healings. But the Chakra Journey CD itself does the healing too. So
Very cool. I think that would be really interesting to be playing it at night while you're sleeping, especially because it's taking you up through the chakras. Mm-hmm. And so to have that going on for hours at night would be very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's constantly clearing layers. See, you know, we have, like, it's like layers like an onion. So we have many layers of old stuff. Even I've had people cry during my CD, you know, just playing the CD or my healing sessions, because they're releasing old, like, childhood issues and things that happened in their childhood. They remember that they totally forgot. You know, it brings back a lot of old stuff because it's clearing out layers and layers and layers of stuff. So, you know, when you're sleeping with it at night, it's working on you. You know, it's doing great stuff. It's getting rid of a lot of your old stuff. So it's really, it's great.
Well, you know, and that's really necessary, because one of the things I found when I started out with the quantum vortex is that we no longer have the time for people to go through the lifetime of meditation practice to, you know, maybe get a little step further down the road. And so I think all this, the music and the light and the colors, all this kind of stuff is coming together now because there's so little time left, and people really need to get up to speed. And I'm finding that there's more and more cooperation now happening on the planet, and people just coming together in just amazing ways to create something that our society and maybe the whole world society has never known.
Right.
And that's that spirit of harmony and of peace and love that goes so far beyond. And, you know, it's kind of very appropriate, too, that you're on the show now, since February 14th is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Is it the dawning of the age of Aquarius? This is what
it
I'm
is.
Hearing.
Yeah, and just like they said in the song, you know, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will rule the stars.
Wow.
And it's like, wow, you know, that's on February 14th.
And I think we have a great president. At perfect time, he's going to be in office till 2012, too, so.
Very, very interesting. I think everything's coming together the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be quite interesting on that date. And maybe what we're feeling with all the stuff that's been going on the last couple of days is the clearing out of some more of the negative energy, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's helping us to move on. Because I think what's going to happen on the 14th is that people have to make a decision. You know, they're going to have to, they're going to have to really make their decision. You know, are they willing to stand up and be who they really are, or are they going to go back to sleep?
It's like taking the red pill or the blue pill, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I see it. Some people don't want to wake up, and some people do. So, you know, some people are in fear, and some people, I'm ready. I've been waiting for the shift and helping it, actually. And I'm looking forward to the, you know, peace on earth and love and light. So, yes. and it's you know, it's there. I just said some people are still a bit in fear because they don't know what's gonna happen, or they're afraid they've never experienced this, or they, you know, so if they get just rid of that fear, no worries, don't worry about a thing, and let it go naturally, I think it's gonna be fine, you know.
Yeah, exactly, and I think also that
the fear slows you down.
Yeah, but everybody really is prepared if they would just let go. Just let go a little bit, you know,
exactly.
and just, you know, realize that you're ultimately safe. You know,
right.
Your spirit is always safe. Maybe not the body, but you know, the spirit is always safe.
Right.
And is always surrounded by all kinds of angelic helpers and energies
Absolutely.
That we don't know what to call.
Yeah, all you have to do is ask, you know,
ask
for help. But that took me a long time to learn that because I'm like just such this doer person. I do everything myself, okay. And mm-hmm. I never ask for help. And then finally learning, like, wait a minute, I'm a little bit out of balance here. I'm giving, and not receiving. And I was out of balance. And then when I learned how to ask for help, you know, from spirit or people, it opened up so many doorways for me, you know, it just relieved a lot of stress that I was feeling. So,
yeah, I've gone through that too because I was taught to give my entire life, and
mm-hmm.
it was give, and people were going take.
Right.
I was getting really upset, you know. I was getting little hen syndrome, you know, and I was not going to be like the little red hen though and feed everybody after nobody was helping. And so it was kind of interesting to see it. It's another question of balance.
Right, and having, for us givers, having the courage enough to ask for help. I mean, that was the big one for me, asking.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the hardest part. And when I do counseling, because, you know, I started doing this Be Who You Really Are life counseling, and I've just put up another website for that, and I'm finding that people don't know what it is to be in a balanced state anymore. And I was joking with Seth here on the radio a couple times about how, you know, maybe I should do a show on the adult channel, because what I've been getting is a lot of dysfunctional sexual men. And you know, they don't know what's right anymore. And I'm going, wow. But, you know, the whole bottom line with all this stuff is, what's it going to take for you to be in balance in your life? And this is one reason why I so appreciate the DVD that you did, Thunderbeat, because this is so easy. People can buy the DVD, set it up, clear the entire house just by playing the DVD. They can play it at night or play the CD at night they can just do it kind of subconsciously. It'll clear everything out. And then, you know, there they are, you know. Things will, like, magically happen in a better manner.
It does.
And, you know, and it's like, it doesn't have to be that hard anymore. You know, the hard way is the old way.
Mm-hmm.
And now...
it's almost like saging your house. You know, in a sense, it's like sage gets rid of the negative energies too. But this one sages your house, but then it balances and clears and brings it up to a higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the CD and DVD does.
Exactly, and that's what we really need, because we need to stay in that higher frequency. And, you know, this is one of the things, like, I decided this last year, I just do not want to be around negative people. I no longer care about them, you know. It's just like, get the heck out of my way, because I don't want to be around you. And
you know,
I've done that.
And the more higher your frequency goes, the less sick you are.
Mm-hmm.
As in any physical ailments, and especially like you know, in the old India ways of the chakra medicine, is that, you know, what is let's say you're having kidney problems, well, they looked at your chakra first. Okay, that's your second chakra. You know, and it talks about that in the book, where it says, you know, what is ailing you is, let's say your heart, you're having heart problems. Well, your heart chakra is clogged up, you know, from being rejection, and you learn how to release all that and to open it up again. Otherwise, you're just holding on to old stuff and causing yourself to get a heart attack. I mean, that's really how it works. So it's a lot of the physical stuff and pain is related to the heart chakra, or to the chakra system too.
Well, right, and the thing is, it is a choice, you know, and this is one thing that I've tried to explain to the listener several times, and I use myself as an example because, of course, I've experienced it, but one of the things is that we have a choice moment to moment how we're going to see the world and how we're going to act in the world. And on those days when I'm having a bad day, first of all, I try not to go out there and infect anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other thing that I do is, if I am really unhappy, for whatever reason, I'll think about it and I'll go, okay, why am I unhappy? What can I do about it? If I can't do anything about it, if I can't change the circumstance, then my next choice is, how can I make myself move out of this state that I know is going to make more of this stuff be attracted to me? And what I would do then is,
right,
I would do something like put on your Chakra Journey DVD, because it would automatically clear me, or I would sage, or maybe I'd do both. Maybe I'd be burning a lot of dragon's blood incense, you know, but I would do whatever, you know, all of the above at the same time, you know, and,
right,
and like
slap
myself with owl feathers or something, who knows, you know.
You know, I still get stressed out. I mean, and a lot of times I will put on my own Chakra Journey and I go, as soon as I put it on and I hear those first, like, minute of it, I go, ah. It's just like, thank you, Spirit, you know, because it's really, I didn't write it. I mean, it came through me from Spirit, so it's not mine, you know. So it's totally a universal healing tool, you know. And the first cut relieves a lot of stress, and you know, that's, and you know, stress causes back pain and, you know, tension all over your body and tightens up all your organs, and so you're going to start creating, you know, kinds of problems in your system. So this works. That's all I can tell you.
It certainly does, and I am very happy to know about it and to be blessed to have that. So thank you for that, because it really is an amazing piece of work, and I love this stuff. You know, I have definitely been blessed in that I get to hang out with sound medicine healers and you know, great mystics and all these kinds of people. Because this is all the path, you know, it's all the journey of healing ourselves and becoming who we really are. And the more that we can do that, and the more people we can drag along with us, even if we have to drag them along kicking and screaming, you know, they'll only scream for a little while. You know, eventually they get tired of screaming.
Yeah, tell them, you're going to like this, trust me.
Yeah, really. Yeah, because it really helps, you know. And I just wrote an article today that I put out on an article submission site, and it was basically, is it just me, or is everybody out there crazy? Because, you know, I'm looking at everybody that's choosing to dwell on the doom and the gloom, and I can feel their fear, I can feel their absolute panic. And I'm looking at all this and I'm going, you know, we need these people to smarten up and to start looking at how to change it, because it is up to us.
Right.
And things like your CD and your CDs and your DVD, those are some of the things we can do.
Fear is the opposite of love. I mean, you're going to cause yourself chaos if you go into fear. Gloom and doom. I'm so tired of hearing people talk about, like you said, the gloom and doom. Is like, come on already. Get over it. You know, get onto the light. Bring your frequency up. Enjoy life. Why don't you enjoy life and not take everything? People, I think, you know, even spiritual music, people are just taking everything way too seriously. You know?
Yeah.
Enjoy things. Have fun, you know? And
yeah.
Look at the good and the positive side of things, not the negative. Like, everybody goes, oh, my God. Like, example. Here's an example. Gas prices are $3. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? The positive thing is they're making cars that don't use gas, and that's the next step.
Yeah.
It is getting not using the gas, getting some other alternative methods of fuel that is not bad for the environment, that's more natural, and that is the good part. So I am not complaining about gas prices. Get rid of the gas. So
yeah, that's the way I feel. So I'm reading this book now for a guest that's going to be on in a couple weeks, and it's called When Technology Fails. And I'm reading all this stuff, and there's a huge chapter on gas. And oil specifically, and about how we're running out of oil, we've already reached peak oil, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't see a problem with that.
No,
yes, everybody's going to have to retool, but this should have been done at least 50 years ago.
Absolutely, and we could have done that. You know, I think there's people that have been very greedy and invested, and they're just thinking about the money. And, you know, I'm part Native American, as I see, when you're draining the oil from Mother Earth, it's draining her blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how I see it, you know. And so what happens then, we shrivel up the earth and she dies. So, you know, if everybody knew that and everybody thought that, we would be changed. We would have changed a long time ago, you know.
Oh, yeah, and we tried. We had the stuff was channeled into people. They created the stuff. They either got killed or threatened or, you know, tortured for their efforts. You know, the greedy people bought up everything they could and shelved it. And you know what, people? The time for that is over. It is over because there's enough of us now that are going, oh, no, I don't think so. You know, we're raising up the vibratory level whether the bad guys like it or not. And we are changing the earth. And so we need to all get together, especially on February 14th, the Day of Love. Let's get together and let's really change it. Let's get everybody's intentions throughout that day focused and prayerfully, intentionally focused on creating the world the way that it could be and the way that it was meant to be, which is paradise.
Right. And love.
You know, yeah, love. So in the meantime, get Thunderbeat's DVD on Chakra Journey, so that you can work on yourselves, so that you're ready for this. Because I'm telling you, it's really going to be something. I can't wait. I mean, you know, I'm probably going to be, you know, not sleeping much that day because I'll be like a little kid at Christmas, you know, looking around to see what's going to happen. The last time I was that excited was when we did Fire the Grid, and I actually levitated off the bed a couple feet. That was wild. I got hit right in the solar plexus with a huge beam of golden light, and it lifted me right off the bed, and I stayed there for a while and then just floated off somewhere. I was like, wow, that was interesting.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to this whole February 14th thing. This is going to be great fun.
Magic. So, magical. I love magical experiences.
Absolutely.
So thank you. What happens with me when I go to the temple, same very magical experiences happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, that's because you're channeling this stuff through. You know, you're bringing it through for the world. And when you do that, when you open up to help others, then these magical things happen.
Absolutely.
It's definitely worth it.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on. Go ahead and give out your websites again, if you would, please, you know, your contact.
It's thunderbeat.com. It's www.thunderbeat.com. And you can go through the site, you can press on music and sample all my, every one of my CDs. And I have a drum book out. It comes with also a guided CD for drumming, hand drumming, from rhythms around the world. And that's great for ceremony and bringing people together for drumming. But it's thunderbeat.com. simple as that.
Cool. Thank you so much. And listeners,
thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Listeners, Thunderbeat's information is on the show info portion. So if you go onto the index page of BBS Radio here and you look down on Tuesday at my time for the Enlightened Medicine Show, to the left you'll see a thing that says info. And just click on that and you will see Thunderbeat's information in case you forget. And it'll be on there for a while. It'll also be on the archives. And so we have been talking with Thunderbeat about her newest DVD called Chakra Journey, which I highly recommend. And it's just really cool. And she is a local artist here in Sedona and travels all over the place and has some wonderful CDs that are just so much fun. And, you know, if you want to be one of those less than svelte, less than 20-something people, who were dancing around to the belly dance music, well, there you go. You can join us in our minds. You know?
Thanks, Valerie. Dr. Bell, you're great.
It was a lot of fun. So thank you so much. And we have been brought to you by Hydramay Skin Nutrition, which is all organic, all natural, amazing stuff for your skin. Your skin just soaks it up. Well, at least mine does. Maybe I'm a dried up old prune or trying to be. Who knows? but anyway, it soaks it right up. It's wonderful stuff. Please try that. And thank you so much, Marjorie, for supporting the show. And as usual, listeners, I thank you. Without you, there would be no show. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty night.
Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. And away.